Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf yud tes. We're holding the top line, Amalei Abaye. Abaye is coming to challenge the teretz that the Gemara gave yesterday. So what was the kasha the Gemara had? Very simply put, look at the top of yud ches amid beis, the top line of the Mishnah, stam nidorim lahachmir. When a person makes a neder, and you're not exactly sure, based on the terminology, what he said, what he meant, you assume that this neder is chal and you're machmir. That's the top line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave yesterday about five different examples. Now we go to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Vatanan, how can you say suffik nedarim is lahachmir? I have a Mishnah, another Mishnah. Where's that other Mishnah? The Mishnah is in Seder and in Mesechtes Taharos, where it says suffik nezirus lahakir. Now we all know that nezirus is, if you will, a subset of nedarim. And in fact, when we had the earlier Mishnah that distinguished between neder and shmua, and we said yesh neder betoich neder, the only case that the Mishnah was able to figure out was harei nazir, harei nazir. So we see that the terms naziris and nedarim have a certain parallel and have a certain overlap. So in our Mishnah it says stam nedarim lahachmir, and here we sing in the Mishnah stam naziris lahakel. How does that work? Reb Zeder said, it's not a kasha, it's a machloikis. If you look at five lines from the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Bey, he says, Reb Zeder le kasha, Reb Leizer Rabbanon. Who's Reb Leizer, who's Rabbanon? The sign you will learn to the Braisa. Hamakdish chayosoi, or behemtoi. Person said, for instance, if he has a corral of 20 chayos, or of 20 behemois, and he says, all those chayos, or all of those behemoths should all be kodesh, in other words, for karbonis, if they're roi for a karbon. And it turns out that among all of the chayis, or among all of the behemoths, there was a kvi. What's a kvi? A kvi is an animal which the Gemara calls in the suffix chayis, suffix behemoth. So, if I was makdish all of my chayis, is the kvi included? If I makdish all of my behemoths, is the kvi included? Is it machloikis? Tanakama says yes. The kvi is included, even though the kvi is a suffix. But nevertheless, it's included. Reb Leizer Oymer lo hikdish es kvi. No, the kvi is not included. What's the machlokes? Man di yomer mamoina ma'ayil l'sveika guvei nami me'ayil. So, according to the Tanakhama, he says that just like a person is ma'ayil mamoina b'suffix, in other words, even though he didn't refer to the kvi, however, in his machshava, when he referred to all the chayis or all the behemoths, the person has in mind, implicitly, his mamon, even though it's a suffix, and the mamon over here, of course, is the kvi. This he had in mind, if you will, subconsciously, that when he said chayis or he said behemoths, the kvi is also included. And just like that, we say gufei nami ma'ayil, the top, our Mishnah, where it says, stam nedarim lahachmir. If I'm not sure, was he ma'ayil nafshei l'sveika? Did he also squeeze himself into a suffix? The answer is yes. Just like a person is willing to have his mamon become kodosh mitzad suffix, he's willing himself to become osur in whatever neder he made mitzad suffix. And therefore, our Tanakhama is, in fact, the Tanakhama of the other Mishnah. Uman diyama moina loy ma'ayil l'sveika. A person who says, no, he's not willing to go and squeeze himself into a suffix. I'm willing to take upon myself vadois, but I'm not willing to take upon myself sveikis. And therefore, I was makdish my chayis, but I didn't have in mind my kvi. A kvi is not a chayis. And therefore, it's a suffix chay, no, a suffix chay, but I didn't mean to go and aser even sveikis, only vadois. So just like he holds in a moment the ma'ayil l'sveika, gufei kolshkein the ma'ayil l'sveika, then certainly he doesn't want to go and bring himself into a parsha of Naziris mitzad sofik. If there is a vadai nozir, that's what I want it to become, a vadai nozir, but not mitzad sofik. So therefore, basically the answer to the kasha was, stam nedor m'hachmir, that's the Tanakhama of that braisa of the Amakdash Chayose Behemtai. And the Mishnah in Mesechtes Taharos says suffik naziris lahakel, that goes according to Reb Leizer. That's the teretz of Reb Zeder. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says, "B'mai ukimta l'suffik naziris lahakel." How did you zet sign that Mishnah of suffik naziris lahakel? Ki Reb Leizer. Now I'm saying Reb Leizer. We're going to see in another few lines the Gemara is going to refer to Reb Lazar, and we'll see from the Gemara is asking a stira Reb Leizer on Reb Lazar, which means that we're talking about the same person and neither Reb Lezer ben Horkinus nor Reb Lezer ben Shemua had two names. So therefore, the Rishash in the back of the Gemara says that all the Reb Lezers that we find throughout this sugya should really be Reb Elazar, not Reb Elazar, as we'll see. In case I say from time to time Reb Lezer, please don't jump on me. It's just a natural human act that I make mistakes, just like you see on somebody else's beautiful t-shirt. So the point is that it's all Reb Lezers and not Reb Lezer. That's what Rishash says, and that's also the Cheshik Shloima says in the back of the Gemara. Anyway, so Zoktabai, B'mayu Kimta, how did you Zet sign? In other words, who is the Mandiyama that says something to the Hakul? You said it's Reb Lezer. Like the Reb Lezer that says that I'm not Maktish Esakvi. Let's go back to the same Mishnah in the Sechtes Taharis, where the Mishnah says, not only Safik Naziris Lahakal, but it says Safik Bechoyrois. Echad Bechoyr Yodam, Echad Bechoyr Behema, Bein Temeya, Bein Tahoyra, Hamoyt Mechaveri, Olav Arayo. Now what is this all about? This is referring to, says Duran, for instance, that either a human being, in other words, a woman that was previously pregnant, gave birth to twins, Baruch Hashem, or Lahavdil, you have a Behemoth Temeya, which means a Chamar, or a Behemoth Torah, which would mean a Shor or Chesev or Eiz. Any one of them also had twins, and I'm not sure which one of the twins came out first. And, for instance, to make it even easier, it was not identical twins, and therefore one was a Zohar, and one was an Akeva. If the Zohar came out first, then that animal, of course, is the Bechor, or Lahavdil by a person, that child would be the Bechor. And therefore you'd have to do a Pidyon HaBen. On the other hand, if the Akeva was first, then none of this applies. So says the Gemara, when you have such a Safik, when the Kohen comes to the Yid and says to him, either give me the 5 Saloim because of the Pidyon HaBen, or if he comes to him and says, by the Bechor of the Chamor, we have to make sure to go and take a Seh, otherwise, Varaftoi, we have to go and kill the Behemoth. Or when it comes to any of the Behemoths, Tehoirais, you have to give it to me to go and bring for a carbon. Who says that this is a Bechor? It might be a Bechor, it might not be. Therefore, Moitzvachel Baraya, and the Yisrael does not have to hand over any of these Safik Bechorim, because it's a Safik. The Tani Allah, however, in the Braise, it adds, Vasur begins Vavoid, and nevertheless, that Zohar, for instance, by the Behemah, obviously, we're not talking about the Odom, would be also Gizra Voida, because maybe that Behemah, in fact, is the Bechor. So I gotta be Machmir. Oh, so I have now a problem, says the Gemara, according to Reb Zeira, who said that that Mishnah of Safik Naziris Lahakal goes according to Reb Lezer, that says a person is not Ma'ayil Nafshe L'Sveika. So here too, why is he being ma'ayil this Safik Bechor L'Sveika? He should go and say, just like by Naziris, Safik Naziris L'Hakul, Safik Bechorim L'Hakul. Why does he have to be makbin on Giza V'Avoida? So he freaked him out. The Gemara's Kasha is a difficult Kasha, in the sense that the Teretz seems to be so simple. On Malay, when you're talking about a Safik Deraisa, the Inyan of Bechor, whether you're talking about Pidyon HaBen, or whether you're talking about the din of the Bechor Behemet Tmeya by the Peter Rechem, by the Peter Chamor, or you're talking about a Bechor Behemet Tahira, those are dinim in the Torah. It says that you have to go and do what you have to do in connection with each one of the Bechorim vis-a-vis the Kohen. And if you're not sure, then you got to be machmer. It's a Safik Deraisa L'Chuma. The halacha legabe a bechor behema tahira is you're not allowed to do gizri, you're not allowed to do avoida. So you got to be machmer. Over here, you're talking about Safik Naziris L'Hakol. This is a Safik Naziris that a person takes upon himself. So one can easily see the nafkamina between one case and the other. A person is taking upon himself. He's only taking upon himself Naziris where he knows for sure that there was that he took upon himself Naziris. However, if it is a Safik, maybe he didn't want to take upon himself, only when he knows for sure, not when there's any doubt or any hesitation, reluctance, questions, etc. Anyway, that's the Gemara's Teretz, and therefore the Kasha is for answered. Frank Demorali, Kasha, oh Kasha, fine. That Kasha we answered nicely. But I have another Kasha. What's the other Kasha? Safik Mashkili, Tomei. Letami Achayrim is Tohor Divir Meir. You all know there's a din of Tumas Mashkin. Tumas Mashkin means that just like a food item can become tame, so too a mashke can become tame. And it itself can become tame to be tame, and also if it has a stronger form of tame, it can be metame acher. In other words, it can be metame, for instance, other food items. Now, whether the mashkin has a din of tumah min ha-toyrah or only mitrabanan, that in itself is a machloikis, as we see in our Gemara. The machloikis is based on a pasuk. Now, what is the pasuk? The pasuk is quoted by the Pirush HaRosh, all the way towards the bottom of the Amid, where it says in Parshas, I believe, Parshas Shmini, it says, V'chol mashke asher yishoseh, v'chol kli yitma. Pashup Shat, that pasuk is referring to that if you have a sheret that fell into a kli cheres, and the kli cheres, as we know, is not metame mika, but it's only metame me aviroi, from inside. So if you have this dead sheret that falls in, anything inside it becomes tamei. So the pasuk refers to machol ashe yochel, and then it says v'chol mashke ashe yishase v'chol kli yitma. So now there's a machlokes among the Tanoim, what means b'chol kli yitma? Yitma pashup shat means it itself becomes tame. It is there inside this kli cheres where you had the sheretz coming in, and therefore it becomes tame. However, others learn that the word yitma is not word yitma; it merely means yitama, because just to tell us that the mashke itself became tame, he could have said b'chol mashke sheishase b'chol kli tame or tameyahi. Why does it use the term yitma? It's l'tame acher. So if you hold that only yitma, it itself becomes tamei, so only it itself becoming tamei is min ha-toyra. That that it's metamei acherim is midraban. If, however, you learn the word yitma as if it said the word yitama, then it's metamei even acherim midiraisa. So that's the background discussion. So Remeir says over here, sofik mashkin li tamei, if you have a shayla where the mashkin became tamei or not, for instance, you had a person who was tamei for sure, he was zicha tamei. How did he become tummy? He touched an avail, he touched a dead sheretz, he touched a mez, whatever, he became tummy. And I know that he was walking around over here in the room, and I know that there were some glasses or some bowls that had in it mashke, and I don't know what he touched and what he didn't touch. I saw he was one of these touchy-feely type of guys, and so he did a lot of touching. So I don't know whether he touched a particular mashke or not. Hello, Bill, thanks for joining us. So now the question is, did that mashke become tummy? So, suffix mashke li tummy. Whether the mashke became tummy or not, I don't know. I'm not sure. Various thinking, is it Bishus Ram, is it Bishus Yochid? But bottom line is, if I have a suffix, it's tummy. That means that it itself becomes tummy. Fine. What about the tummy acher? What happens to be tummy others? In other words, what happens if you have a mashke that I know for sure became tummy? Not this type of situation where I don't know. I know for sure this mashke is tummy. A tummy person touched it. A nevela sheretz touched it. No question about it, but it's certainly tummy. Now the question is, did this mashka go and be metame other ma'acholim? For instance, somebody went around, took some of that mashka, and started sprinkling it all over. And the sprinkles, you see, all over the table and all over the floor. And there happens to have been challah on the table or whatever. And you don't know whether or not the sprinkling hit that challah. If it did, then it became tame, because this was mashka tame. However, if it didn't, then it's okay. It's a suffix, I don't know, suffix, mashkin tummy is tummy, letami acherim is tohar, divrei Meir, and Poshup Shat in Remeir is, and we'll see more about this in another few lines, that Remeir holds that it is mekabel, tuma is a diaraisa, suffix diaraisa lechoma, to mimetam acherim, it's dirabana, because he learns that it says yitma, not yitama. And therefore, the whole din of being mitam acherim is midrabanan. Sofi drabanan is lekula, and therefore it's tar divrame. That remeir is fine. The only problem that we're going to have is now b'chein hoya Rebbe Lazer oyme kedvarav. Notice here it says Rebbe Lazer before we said Rebbe Lazer, and therefore lechoyer it has to be Rebbe Lazer throughout the sugya, because the Gemara is asking now a stira Rebbe Lazer on the Rebbe Lazer that we had before. So maybe both of them are Rebbe Lazer. Who says it's both Rebbe Lazer? So says the Cheshek Shloima that it cannot be that this is Rebbe Lezer, because as we all know, Rebbe Lezer was one of the Rebbeim of Rebbe Akiva.
And Rebbe Meir was a student of Rebbe Akiva.
And Rebbe Akiva was the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir. So now Rebbe Lezer, therefore, is two generations higher. Rebbe Lezer is the Rebbe of the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir. So it would be inappropriate for have a halacha to be said in the name of Rebbeir, and then say, oh, by the way, two generations earlier, that Reb Elazar agrees with Rebbeir. Rather, it makes more sense to say that we're talking about Reb Elazar ben Shemua, who was a contemporary, he was a peer of Rebbeir. Both of them were among the five Talmidim that Rebbe Akiva was mamid after the 24,000 Nebuch passed away during the Sphira period. Anyway, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, with Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi.
Together with Rabbi Lozer, and Shimon, together with Rabbi. Exactly. So says the Gemara, B'chein Rabbi Lozer, Aimer Kedvarav, Rabbi Lozer said just like Rabbi. What did he say? That something mashkeli tamei is tamei. Umisvir leila Rabbi Lozer, li tamei, tamei, is in fact true that Rabbi Lozer holds that something mashkeli tamei, that it itself should become tamei, is tamei. V'atanya, Rabbi Lozer, Aimer, ein tumah lemashkin kol ikr. There is no tumas mashkin at all. Now, of course, he doesn't mean midraban. He means min ha toira. If you look at the very short run, right before the wide lines, ein tumah lemashkin kol ikr midya raisa. Min ha toira, there's no tumas mashkin at all. Oh, how do I know that there's no tumas mashkin at all? Continues the Gemara. Teida, I'll bring you a raya. Sharei. Heyid Yoisi ben Yoezer ish tzereda al ayel kamtza dochein. Now this first halach of Yoisi Yoezer ben Yoezer ish tzereda is really not noigea to us, but the Gemara brings it because apparently Yoisi ben Yoezer ish tzereda said these two halachas together. One is about ayel kamtza. Ayel kamtza is the name of a chogov. Chogov means a grasshopper or locust. This is the name of a particular species, and he says dochein. Dochein is an Aramaic word which means tohar. Tohar means that it's kosher. So those of you that are, for instance, from the Yemenite background, know that even today, Yemenites distinguish between kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers, and they eat kosher grasshoppers. We, of course, have lost that Messiah many, many years ago, so please don't go out and buy kosher grasshoppers. But anyway, he said, Dochen, that type, ayel kamtza, is kosher. The Al-Mashkin Beis Mit Mechai. Mashkin Beis Mechai is referring to Mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash, in the place where they used to go and shecht, but more particularly go and strip the hides, flay the karbonis. In other words, after the shechita of the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, they had to go and remove the skin. They had a special place called the Beis Mit Mechayim. Those were pillars where they used to go and hang the animals, and they would go and cut them open and take out the insides and take out and flay them, which means to skin them from the outside, and so on and so forth. And in those places, you would often find liquids. Those liquids included both the blood as well as any water that was used to go and spritz onto the behemoth, onto the kabanis, to go make it easier, or to go and clean the intestines and things of that nature. So now you have all of those mashkin. Somebody discovers not too far from there a dead nevela or a dead sheretz inside the Beis HaMikdash. And he's wondering to himself, maybe some of those mashkin Beis HaMikdash touched it, and therefore maybe some of the kabanis may have become tamei. So Yoisi ben Yeezer ish tzereda said, Mashkin Beis Mitzvachaya, you have a sofik, it's dochein, it's tahar. Now, what's the reason why it's tahar? The reason is because we don't want to cause korbanis chas v'shalom to become tamei, then they become disqualified. You have to bring brand new korbanis, and these korbanis are going to go and be burned instead of eaten. You have to take it to the Beis Hadash. See, you try to minimize the possibility of a korban becoming tamei. If you look at the first wide line of the Ran, those middle wide lines, the Mashke Beis Mitbachaya Dochei, the Kimen Tutumas Mashke Midrabbanon, the Mashke Beis Mitbachaya Loi Gozru, Shloyala Harbois Tumma Bazar. We want to minimize and not maximize Tumma Bazar. The Kimen Tutumas Mashke Midrabbanon, Heich Machmarin Misvaikai. Good. So getting back to our Gemara now, what the Gemara is telling us is that the Mashke Beis Mitbachaya Dochei is considered to be pure. In other words, if I have any sveikis, it does not become tamei. So now, what is the kasha initially? The kasha initially is that we have the same Reb Elazar on both sides over here. Reb Elazar said before that when it comes to mashkin becoming tamei themselves, then min ha-Torah they become tamei. How do I know that he holds that it's min ha-Torah? Because he says, sofik mashkin li tamei. Tamei, it itself to become tamei. I have a sofik. I am machmir. Sofik deraisa lechumra. I see it's tamei. So the choyre, if I have a shayla about the mashke basement machaya, if those waters, if those blood, if whatever, those liquids became tamei, no, if it's a sofik terais, I have to be machmer. Why does Reb Lozer say ein tumul mashkin kol ikr, which we assume at this moment means that it itself cannot become tamei min hatoira, only midrabanan? Taida, what's the rai? The rai is from Yoisi ben Yezi ish tzereda that said that these mashkin mechaya are tohar and I'm not worried about tumah. Why am I not worried about tumah? If this is a sofik tumah diaraisa, then you got to be machmir, like Reb Lozer himself said a moment ago. Muzduch zayin, because tumas mashkin is drabanan. And the Chacham said, since it's only Drabbanan, we Drabbanan say that we're only concerned outside the Beis HaMikdash, but not inside the Beis HaMikdash, because being Machra in the Beis HaMikdash about Tumah is going to cause so many Karbanas, Chas V'Shalom, to be destroyed. We don't want that. Aha. So therefore, on the surface, we seem to have a stira, Reb Lozer and Reb Lozer, whether Tumas Mashkin, that it itself becomes Tameh, is that the Araisa or is that the Rabbanan?
But isn't there one twist on this? We have other instances in the Beis HaMikdash where the rices are not effective, like Shechita and Sreifa on Shabbos of the Karbanos.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we saying that this is a Midrabanan that's only suspended? Why can't it be part of those other...
How do you know you're allowed to go and Shecht and bring a Karban on Shabbos?
Mo'ado.
Also, the Yom HaShabbos, Shneklus, Meneshon HaTumim, right?
Right. There's a Chesed.
There's a cost of that, although you cannot bring any voluntary personal kabbanis, but you have a chiyuv to go and bring everything on Shabbos, a carbon tamid, tamid shoshacha, tamid shemayin aboyim, the kabbanis musaf. If you didn't bring the carbon musaf,
so then you'd all without be a pasuk,
kiddush a half an hour earlier, right?
Without a pasuk, there's no exemption.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so far on the surface we have a stira. We have an eitzah. Then in fact, although we just had this heyin yoisi ben yezi ish tzereger, then the mashkin basement b'chaya are dochein. It's not totally dochein. It's dochein milatamei acherim. That if I have a suffix whether or not these mashkin became tamei, then we're not going to allow it to be metame others. Or even if I know this mashkin basement b'chaya was for sure tame, I won't allow it to be metame others, because being metame others is drabanon. And that's why it won't be metame other karbonis with which these mashkin basement b'chaya may come in contact. However, Shmuel says that even Yosi ben Yez Ish Tzereda agree that the Mashkin Basement B'chaya, they themselves can be, they're susceptible to Tumah, and yes, they will become Tameh, then Shapa, then you're okay. Because then the distinction that we made between the Tumah of itself and the Metame Achenim, that the Tumah of itself is the Oiraisa, and the Metame Achenim is Medrabanan, is perfect. That's exactly what Reb Lozer holds in both instances. That's the first quote that we had, Safik Mashkin Tamei, that it itself becomes Tamei. Why? Because it's a Diraisa. I have a Safik. Did it become Tamei or not? Nope. Safik Diraisa Lechumrah. And the same thing in the Beis HaMikdash, that I have a Mashkin Beis HaMikdash, they themselves can become Tamei. But in the Tamei Acherim, that's the Rabbanon. So, what did Reb Lozer say? The Tamei Acherim is Tor. Here too, it holds Tor. So that works fine. According to Rav, that says, no. What Yosi ben Yeze Ish Tzereda says is groundbreaking. It's extraordinary. He's not just talking about Mimetam Achirim, but that it itself should become Tameh. He says that it does not become Tameh, the Mashkin Basement B'chai, because even to Mekabel Tumah itself is the Rabbanon, and therefore, in the base of English, the Chacham said, we don't want there to be any Kodshim, any Kabonis, that have to be Chas V'Shalom burned and destroyed, and so therefore we suspend the Hilchos Tumas Mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash. So I bazoi my Iklamemus, and now I have a stira. Because on the one hand, we have Reb Lozer saying, like Rameir, that Tzofik Mashkin Litameh is Tameh, because it's Diraisa. And here we see that Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, by the Tumas Mashkin, is the Rabbanan. It is the Chastira. So what's Tumah stira? Says Gemara, therefore, it's shver, this whole parsha that we were trying to distinguish between our Mishnah of Stam Nedor and Mahachmir and the other Mishnah that said Safik Naziris Lahakal. And we said, our Mishnah goes according to Tanakhama. The other Mishnah of something that's Zeris Lahakal goes according to Reb Lezer, which is Reb Lozer. And what does Reb Lozer hold? That the whole din of something that's Zeris, we are Mekel. And the Nigmara says, well, over here, I don't have a stira, Reb Lozer and Reb Lozer. Here I see that Reb Lozer holds something Mashkin Litameh is Tameh, which means that he considers to be a deraisa. And here when I see by the Beis Metbechai, if he holds like Rav, then Sufik Mashli Tameh is Tohar, and that's why he's Metaher in the Beis Hamikdash. So don't I have a Sira, Rebbe Lozer on Rebbe Lozer? The Ram points out that L'chayra, this Sira, Rebbe Lozer, is unrelated to Reb Zeira. Even without Reb Zeira, I have a Sira. Even if Reb Zeira was the one that fed the Sira between our Mishnah and the Sechtes Taharis. Well, here it says something the Dorim, L'hachmir. There it says something the Zeiris, L'hakel. So we have a Sira. So Reb Zeira answered, this goes according to the Tanakhama of that Braisa, Batikvi, and the other Mishnah, something Zeiris L'hakel, goes according to Reb Lozer, that says that he's not Ma'ayil in Ishnaf Shil Esveika. It's a very good teretz. Now we're asking a stira on Reb Zeira, we're asking a kasha on Reb Zeira. One Reb Lozer holds the Gabi Tumas Mashkin, the Araisa. The other one he holds Tumas Mashkin, the Rabbanim. But that's very good. But what does that have to do with our Gemara? Even without our Gemara, we could have that same stira. As we freight Ran. The Ran says, no, this is directly a kasha on Reb Zeira. Because without Reb Zeira, I could have said that Reb Lozer, even by the Rabbanans, is Machmir, and he holds Safik Drabonon L'chumra. Meaning, he could hold that the whole din of Tumas Mashkin, that it itself is Makabel Tuma, is Drabonon. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Chum suspended that halacha, is Drabonon. We don't want to make any Kavanah Tameh, forget it. However, outside the Beis Hamikdash, if I have a Safik Mashkin L'Tameh, did it become Tameh or not? In this case, Safik Drabonon L'chumra, not L'kula. That's what Reb Lozer theoretically could have held. But if that's the case, Trek the Gemara, oi, if you're talking about Mominis like Mashkin, you're telling me that there is a din of Safek Drabanan L'chumra. Yet when it comes to Nazirus, which is Min HaToira, there he says Safek Nazirus L'Hokel. Does that make sense? That when it comes to Diarisis, I have a Safek, he's Mekel. And we're talking about Tumas Mashkin, if he holds it's Drabanan, here he's Machmer. And therefore, Gemara, that's why it's a challenge, not just a seer, Reb Lozer, but it's a kasha on Reb Zeira. Therefore, says Gemara, Ella, we have a brand new pshat. Meaning, we start off again with a seer between our Mishnah and the other Mishnah, Masechtas Taharis. Where here it says, Tam Nidorim Lahachmir. There it says, something, Nizirus Lahokal, make up your mind. So instead of being Tola, one of the two Mishnayis in the Blazar, we go to two other Mandiyamim. El Harab Yehud of Harab Shimon. Who's Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Shimon? The Sanyuul and the Rebraisa. Harini Nazir. Oh, we're talking about Nazirus now. Im Yesh Bekri Hazet Meyakar. Person looks at a large Kri, and apparently he's having some sort of debt with somebody else, and he says, if that Kri has Meyakar, I take upon myself Nazirus. And if there would have been Meyakar, then he would become a Nazir. But guess what? And he went out to the Kree, and he found that overnight, burglars came, and they stole the entire Kree of all of the Tvua. And therefore, there's no way now of measuring whether it had Meyakar, more or less. So what do we do now? Does he become a Nazir? Doesn't become a Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda Matar, Rabbi Yehuda says, since it's a Safig, it's Mutter, and he does not have to be a Nazir. Reb Shimon says, no, I am Machmer. So now, what do we have? We have a Machloikas that Gabi, a Safik Naziris, because I don't know if he became a Nazir or not. I don't know if it had Meyakar. Maybe it had 101, maybe it had 99. Nobody knows. What do we do? So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm Matar. He's L'chayr the Mandiyam that holds Safik Naziris L'Hakim. Well, Reb Shimon will hold Safik Nidorim L'Hachmir. And Naziris is a form of Neder. If I'm not sure, yes or no, no, you got to be Machmir. So L'chayr, that's a good Teretz. However, the Gemara immediately asks, now I have a Stir, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda, V'Rabbi Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda, Miyam Reb Yehuda, L'Mi'ayil Nish, Nafshe L'Sveika. Why would Reb Yehuda hold that when you said, Hareini Nozir, Miesh Bekri Hazem, Meyakar, and I don't know, yes or no, why does he say mutter? Apparently because he holds l'ma'ayil inish nafshel esveika, which means when a person takes upon himself naziris, he's only willing to take upon himself naziris vado'us and not a suffix nazirus. If I knew for sure that there was 100 kar, that's fine. But maybe there wasn't 100 kar. That I didn't take upon myself. That's beyond, that's more than my gamble. That's more than my bet. I was willing to 100, but if it's less than 100, I'm not interested. So, Frank, in a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. And this kasha is from yesterday's Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Stam Truma Bi Yehuda Asura Ubegolel Muteres. What happens if a person looks at a piece of challah and he says that this piece of challah, Hare Olai Kitruma. What's the din now of that piece of challah? Did it become Asur or didn't it become Asur? Now, our Mishnah told us that there are two possibilities when he said Truma. He could be talking about a regular Truma's Goren, which means Truma like the type that you give from a field. You have 100 bushels of wheat. You're a farmer. Baruch Hashem, you made a wonderful harvest, 100 bushels. Of the 100 bushels, you have to go and give 2 to the Kohen. So therefore, he's saying now that this piece of bread should be like those 2 bushels of wheat. They should be like Truma. What happens if he says that? Nothing happens. The reason why nothing happens is because the Truma, of course, is good Truma. But the Challah that he says should be like the Truma is zero because that's considered to be a Dover Ha-Oser, not a Dover Ha-Nodur. Why is that a Dover Nodur? After all, he's the one that said that this happens to be Truma. Nobody else said it was Truma. He said it was Truma. So why isn't it to have the same status?
The Kohanim.
Sorry?
It's permissible to the Kohanim.
That's the teretz that the Ran gives, because permissible to Kohanim. Second teretz is given by the Rosh, is because every time you give Truma, you're mattering. Not asering, you're mattering.
Mattering the Teva.
Yeah. Mattering the Teva, because until now, these two, like the rest of the 98, were all Osir, they were Teva. By making these two into Truma, I haven't created Isurim. What I've done is retained the Isurim. I've been matir. I've permitted all the other 98. Okay, anyway, that was a machlokes between the Ran and the Rosh we had earlier. Two beautiful reasons, l'chayra, why it's called, considered to be a Dovra Osir, not a Dovra Nodur. And therefore, if he meant that type of Truma, it would be much. But there's another type of Truma, and that Truma is called Truma Salishka. What's this Truma Salishka? That every single other we all have to go and give our matzah shekel. That's all binidorim. We're all giving our money. What happens now? They put that into a lishka, and 3 times a year, they're torei min halishka. They go and take coins from the lishka, and they put into 3 kupais, and those 3 kupais are used to go and buy karbanos for the next period. Anyway, what's the din if I said that this piece of challah should be like truma? Did I mean the truma of the field, where in such a case it would be mutter? Or did I mean the truma's halishka, and then it would be aser? Because this is a davar aser, and this is a davar anoder. So we had a machlokes about that in our Mishnah. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says it really depends on the region. Where did he say that this piece of challah should be like truma? Did he say it in Yehuda, which is where Yerushalayim was based? Or did he say in the Galil up north, in Haifa and Tzvas and Tveri and those places? So Rabbi Yehuda said, Stam truma of Yehuda asura. If you talk about Yehuda in Yerushalayim, it's asur. Why is it asur? Because when people referred to truma stam, without adding additional words, in Yehuda, they were typically talking about the truma salishka. Did you give your truma yet? Were the trumas where the money's collected? Were the money's taken from the lishka and put into the boxes? There was a discussion about truma, and they usually meant those trumas that people donated funds to the Beis Hamikdash. However, it would be galil muteres. Up in the galil, it was muter. Why she'ein anshe'a galil makinas truma salishka? In galil, when they referred to truma, they didn't typically refer to truma salishka because this is not a daily event that people spoke about. Yeah, once a year and other, you had to go and put together your truma, your machzeh shekel. But throughout the year, the word truma is like, when we think of truma, we normally think of the truma, the 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60, that you have to give to the kohen. So the Gemara is now medayik. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Galil that it's mutter? Taima de'ein makir. Because they are not makir. In other words, they don't use the term typically. You don't use the term of truma, typically to refer to truma salishka. Ha makirin. However, what would be if they did use this frequently as a frequent term referring to truma salishka? It would be aser. Notwithstanding the fact that it's a suffix. He just said it bestam. I'm not sure. Yes, no, maybe, so, when he said truma. And that's the case of our Mishnah. Suffix, I'm sorry, stam nidarm lahachmir. If I have a suffix, what did he mean when he said truma? Did he mean X or did he mean Y? Then I'm machmir. Didn't you just say now that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's maker? That loy ma'ayil inish nafshe l'smaker. If he doesn't know that this kri had 100 karp, you're off the hook. He doesn't have to become a nazir. Yet the same Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, when you're talking about neder, here all of a sudden he is machmir, and he says ma'ayil inishnaf shulisveka. When he made a neder that this piece of challah should be like truma in the Galil, had they been makir, in other words, had they used the term truma freely, both to refer to regular trumas goren as well as trumas halishka, then we would say it would be machmir. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds on ma'ayil inishnaf shulisveka. So I have a steer at Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda. Amarava Gabi kri kosava kosvekoi chomu mivadai le me'ayil nafshil esveko. What Rava says is a very simple teretz. You keep on thinking of taking upon yourself naziris mitzad sofik as a chumra. In truth, it's a chumra hamevilidei kula. Why is it a chumra mevilidei kula? Because we all know that for a nazir to become os nazir means no longer nazir, but rather just as a commoner. It's not enough just to go and count 30 days. It's not enough just to go and take a tiglachas. You also have to bring karbanos. Now, if he happens to be a bona fide nazir, then these are bona fide karbanos. But if he's not a bona fide nazir, he's only a sofik nazir, then his karbanos are also sveikas. Now, which karbanos does a nazir Torah have to go and bring?
Shlam chatas and
an olam. Ola shlam and a chatas. Now, the oil and shlam you can go and bring b'tiris nedivas. Any nadiv, any person, any day of the week can come, not every day, not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but otherwise throughout the week can come to the Beis Mikdash and say, I want to go and give a karban oil. I want to bring a karban shlam. No problem, no questions asked. Can you go and bring a karban chatos bin adivas alev? No, you cannot. Here, one of the three karbanos by the nazir is a karban chatos. So if you're going to go and say, well, I'm not sure whether he's really a nazir or not, maybe yom, maybe nish, let's be machmer, let him become a nazir, then he'll never be able to become os nazir, because he won't be able to bring his karban chatos. Is it timor omerov, gabi kri, Kosova, the reason why when it comes to the Kri, he holds the Kosvekai Chomer Miva. Why does he hold Loi Ma'ayil Inish Nafshel Sveika? Because Kosvekai Chomer Mivade, the Sufik is going to turn out to be more Chomer, more harsh than the Vade. Loi Ma'ayil Nafshel Sveika. I don't want to take upon myself more than I was willing. I was willing to take upon myself Nozir Vadois, but not Nozir Sofik, because Nozir Sofik is going to be much harder for me to deal with. Why? Deal with Gabi Nozir, regular Nozir Vadai, what does he do at the end of 30 days? Megalech, or maybe carbon. It really means maybe carbonois. But Nechal and all these carbonis can be eaten, because they're all 1000% carbonis. However, the Bach adds is Vav. The Al Sveikai, however, if you're not talking about a Vadi, if you're talking about a Nozir Sofik, like Matsi Megalech. He doesn't mean you can't be Megalech. You can always be Megalech, but you won't be able to go and bring your karbanos. Now, in truth, we had a Gemara early that if you bring any one of the three karbanos, that's already enough to take away your naziris and make you back into a regular commoner. You don't have to bring all three karbanos. So l'chay, you can bring his oil, you can bring his shlam. See, he won't bring his karbanos. But our Gemara is talking about the l'chatchila. You cannot go and say about this person, yeah, let's be machmer and make him into an nazir. And at the same time, he won't bring his three karbanos. Now, you can't do something like that. If he's really a nazir, he should bring all three lechatchila. And since you won't be able to allow to make him to bring all three lechatchila, so then this sofik is considered to be more chomor than the vadai. So, kon zayin, according to the Gemara's teretz at this point, that Rabbi Yehuda, the emesin, holds both halachas. He holds Stam Nedarim is Lahachmir. In other words, you no longer have to go and say that it's Machlokes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda can hold Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. And that's why when you have a Shaila about Truma in Galil, I'm not sure, did he mean Truma Salishka? Did he mean Truma? So we said in our Mishnah, no Shaila, since Ein Anshei Agolim Makirim, therefore it's Mutter. However, said the Gemara, Tamadei Makirim, but if they would be Makir, if they did use the term Truma loosely to refer not only to regular truma but also truma salishka, then ain't a chanami stam nedarim lahachmer. You got to be machmer, and therefore, if he said this piece of challah should be like truma, since it could be, he's referring to truma salishka, got to be machmer. However, when it comes to ziris, because by naziris the suffix is worse, if you will, than the vadai, because the vadai naziris you can always become exempt, become finished with it by doing your tiglachas and bringing three karbanos. Here, he won't be able to bring his three karbanos. Therefore, that he was not with. That's why Sofik Naziris is lahakal. See, he can be both mandiyam. Frank Timoran, that's not so simple. This brisa that you're referring to here on the Amud Aleph, where the person said, Hareini Nozer Miesh Bekri Hazeh Meyakar, since it's Stam, it doesn't say which type of Nazirus, even though normally Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yoim. However, the term Hareini Nozer is broad enough to cover even a person who says, I want to become a Nozer Oilam, I want to become a Nozer forever. Now, Nozer forever never brings three kabbanis, and never shaves. So therefore, the suffix would not be worse than the vaday. The suffix would be exactly the same as the vaday. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda distinguish and say, well, it really depends. If you're talking about your regular Hareini Nozer, then I'm matzah, because you don't want the suffix to be more chomer than the vaday. But if you're doing Nozer Oilam, then in fact it would be a Nozer, because then the Nozer was the vaday and suffix would be the same. And I hold Stam the Dharma Lahachmir. So Frey Timora, what about Nozer Oilam? Even by Nozer Oilam, I can find you a case where the suffix is worse. In which case? As soon as we finish Mesechus Nedarim, we're going to find that it says over there, what about a Nozer Oilam? He has been now a Nozer for the last 25 years, and is here, is all the way on the floor, and he can't even walk normally without tripping over his own hair. It's terrible. So what's the din then? Is another oil. Hichbit Saroi, Mekel Batar, he's allowed to go and shave, meaning he shaved his hair off his head, or maybe Shalish Behemoth, and he starts all over again, even though he's another oil. However, we'll see why and what the basis is, the Makoy, the Reis, the Rabbanim, the Mechim, the Sechlis, Nosim. But that's the Lach. That by another oil, even though he took upon himself forever, Hichbit Saroi, Mekel Batar, maybe Shalish Behemoth. However, Vilas Veikoi, Loi Omar, or Loi, by Tzofik, you cannot say he can bring his three behemoths. He can never bring his three behemoths because of the fact that he's a Tzofik. And Tzofik Chattas, he can go bring a Chattas Mitzad Tzofik. So therefore, he would not be able to be Machbid. He would not be able to be Mekel Betar. And therefore, Zokti Gemara, come to Chois, I have yet another case of, even by Nozer Oilam, that it's more Chomor than a regular Chumra, that the Sufik is more Chumra than the Vadai. So weiter, I'm still okay with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Takis Sufik Nedorim. If I have Stam Nedorim, it's Lahachmir. When it comes to Naziris, where the Sufik is going to be worse than the Vadai, then he holds Sufik Naziris is Lahachmir. So far, so good. But I have another case. Right, Yomar, what about Amaharini Nozer Shimshin Mai? Now we think of Nozer Shimshin and Nozer Oilam as being exactly the same. However, there are differences. What's the difference? By Nozer Shimshin, even if Hichbid Sarai, even if he's tripping on his own hair, he's not allowed to be Mekel Batar. Zero. Gunished. He's not allowed to cut it ever. So in that case of Nozer Shimshin, then I don't have your point that the Suffolk is worse than the Vade. The Suffolk and the Vade will be exactly the same, because Nozer Shimshin will never be able to bring his Karbonis, and he'll be stuck as a Nozer forever. Here too, this individual who is a Suffolk Nozer Shimshin will also never be able to bring his Karbonis. So they're exactly the same. So Ibazoi, why do we say in this case, Suffolk Naziris Lahokil, in the case of, if he saw this Hareini Nozer Shimshin, Im Yesh Bekri Hazem, Meyakar, says Rabbi Yehuda, Matir. Rabbi Yehuda should go and distinguish. If it's regular Naziris, Matir. If it's Nazir Oilam, Matir. Nozer Shimshin, you should say, I'm Achmir, because suffering the Torah Mala Achmir. Ever the Gemara, Omalei, suffering Shimshin, I'm sorry, Nozer Shimshin, like Tanya. Even though the Braisa says, Hareini Nozer Stam, it did not mean to include the very exceptional case of Nozer Shimshin. That was not what the Braisa was addressing. Because in fact, it's very possible that Arab Yehuda, when it comes to Nozer Shimshin, he would say, yes, he does become a Tzofik Nozer, becomes a Nozer after all. Hamalei, Vomer Rav Adar Bar Ahava, Tanya Nozer Shimshin. Rav Adar Bar Ahava said he found another Braisa, or this same Braisa, and that it does include Nozer Shimshin after all. So now I see that even according to Rav Yehuda, by a case of Nozer Shimshin where the Suffolk is not more Chomer than the Vadai, he still holds in the case where we have this Koyer of the, this Kri of Tvur, and I don't know whether it had 100 Koyer or not. Rav Yehuda matter in all cases across the board. A regular Nozer, a Nozer Oilam, and even a Nozer Shimshin Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold Suffolk or Stam Nedarim Arla Hachmir? The only time when he's matter is if the Suffolk is worse. But here the Suffolk is not worse. The Suffolk is exactly the same as in those Shimshon. So to Yomara, Amalei, Itanya, Tanya. If there is such a Braisa, and if that's Taka the Pshat, then I'm stuck. I really have no answer to your Kasha, the Stira Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see where the Ram learns. You see 10 lines from the top, Itanya, Tanya, the right hand margin. V'lo yedana lefruka, I have no answer. V'lo tikshi ahi de'en anchi golum makirin trumas alishka. To mashmah makir nasur. From our Mishnah, we see that stam nedarim are lahachmir. If in Golil they would have been makir betrumas alishka, inachanami he would have to go and abide by his neder. And yet we say over here by stam nesiris is lahakal. I have no way to infer this stira. Inami or another pshat itanya tanya utrei tanoi alibi Rabbi Yehuda. What he means to say is not that I have a stira that I'm stumped, but rather itanya tanya I have two braises. One braisa is not referring to another shimshon. One braisa is referring to another shimshon, and therefore I have a machloikis. What would Rabbi Yehuda hold in the case of another shimshon, where there you don't have a suffix worse than the vaday? What would he hold? Would he hold that suffix naziris of lahakel, and therefore no, he doesn't become another? Or would I say I'm machmir because tam nedarim lahachmir? So I have a stira to talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Zokti mora vaita. Rav Ashi says, I have a much simpler answer to your kasha. Really and truly, our Rabbi Yehuda holds Stam Nedarim is Lahachmir. What's the reason why by the Hareni Nozir he holds Stam Nazirus is Lahokel, and Im Yesh Bekri Azem Meyakar, and he finds that it's stolen or that it's lost? Why is Rabbi Yehuda Matir? Aye, Stam Nedarim is Lahachmir. Oh, Amalei, there's a special rule. Rav Ashi Yomar, I hear Rabbi Yehuda Misham Reb Tarvini. That's the famous Reb Tarfin. The Samuel, who was the famous Reb Tarfin? The Sanya of Yudim and Yishimir, Reb Tarfin, Oymer, Ein Echad Mehem Nozir, Vishlai Nitna Naziris, Elaf Lo.
Clear out.
What is this all about? You have two people that are sitting together on a park bench. And what do two people on a park bench talk about when they are sitting together? They talk about the daf, and they want to know what's the shita of Reblezer, what's the shita of the Rabbanan. I have a stira, stam dar mahachle, stam here. And whilst they are talking about the daf, a person passes by who has an obvious overgrowth of hair. The hair goes all the way down to here. The hair goes to here. Another goes, let's say, to his belly button. So one says to the other, that's a case of a nozir. You see, he's a nozir. That's why he had all this long hair. Must be he's a nozir. The other says, you're crazy. He's a hippie or a yippie or a mishigana. He's not a nozir. And then one says to the other, Hareini nozir, imhu nozir. If he's a nozir, I become a nozir. In other words, I want to show you that I'm right. This is a nozir walking down the street. I'm telling you, and I'm willing to go and bet the next 30 days on it, I'm going to become a nozir if he's a nozir. The other one says, you know what you're talking about. I'm telling you that he is not a nozir. He's just a hippie or a yippie or a mishigana. Hare nozir, if I'm right, that he's a hippie, yippie or a mishigana. Okay, so what do you think they do? They stop the person and they say to him, tell us, are you a nozir, yes or no? And he's obviously going to answer one way or the other. So let's assume that this person says, the first guy was right, I'm a real nozir. Really? Yeah, hare nozir, I said I'm a nozir. You know, So then the first person should be a nozir. Or vice versa, the person, what's a nozir? I've never heard of the word nozir. What are you talking about? So we see that the person is a little funny. Okay, so then the second guy becomes a nozir. Says Reb Tarfin, neither one becomes a nozir. Why not? I mean, it's one or the other. The answer is because it says in the pasuk, Ish or Isha ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir lasham. What type of word is asha yafli? So the Gemara says that the word hafloa means something has to be absolutely crystal clear, concrete, without any sveikis, no doubts, no hesitations, no reluctances, no tenoim, no conditions, an unconditional naziris where there's no doubt whatsoever. Over here, the case of the Hareini Nozir, there was a condition built in. And the condition was that if this kri is meyer kar, then I'm going to become a nozir. However, if it's not, I'm not going to become a nozir. Since I don't know, says Rabbi Yehuda is matir. So Timur, that Rabbi Yehuda is not Rabbi Yehuda for himself. That Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Rabbi Tarfin. That ain echem him nazir lefishlei nitna. That's the case of the two on the park bench. Neither becomes a nazir lefishlei nitna naziris elaflo. You only become a nazir if you are yafli, which means you say it clearly without any doubts, without any tanoim, no conditions. Frey Timura, if that's the case, if that's how you want to answer the stira of Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, that's not Rabbi Yehuda talking for himself. It's really Yehuda talking on behalf of Rav Tarfin. You're telling me that according to Rav Tarfin, unless you make an unconditional, crystal clear Naziris, you're not a Nazir. It's got to be Lahafli. Here, let's assume that the Kri was here, standing. Nobody stole it. It did not get lost. It's here. When I look at this Kri, do I know whether it was Meyakar or not? No. I'm going to have to measure it. I'm going to have to see. Is your Meyakar, Nish Meyakar? According to Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfin, he should never become a nazir even after you measure it, even if we find that there are 110 kar.
Because it was always suspended by this condition.
Exactly. It was conditional on it being meyakar, and that is not a haflah. Haflah means unconditional. So frankly, my ears should ignore Aisha Abad. Says Yimari, 100% right. The truth of the matter is that this is Rabbi Yehuda, and even if it was not stolen, and even if it was not lost, says Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Tarfin, he does not become a nazir because it's on lahafla. And la'idicha koichan Rabbi Shimon, remember, said that he does become a nazir, even in the case of a suffix. So Timura, la'idicha koichan Rabbi Shimon, the alpha gav the nigna v'sha'ovat, where I have no idea whatsoever, is there 100 kar? Is there no 100 kar? No way of ever determining, because a mile inish nafshel is feka, a person with his speech can and does bring himself into a suffix, and therefore he becomes osir, and he becomes a nazir after all. So the bottom line is from our sugya, somebody's going to stop you in the street, or when you're sitting on a park bench, and he's going to say, in the astira, our mishnah says, stam adon lahach. The other mishnah, Masechta Taharos, says, suffix naziris lahakel, make up your mind, are you machmer, are you makeup? And the answer is, both Mishnais can go according to Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds taka, generally, suffing the Dorm Lahachmir, I am Machmir. Only time that I find that he is Mekel, where do I find that he's Machmir? In our Mishnah with the Masim, with the Truma. Truma in Golil, that if they were Makirin, what would the halacha be? Then his Chala would be Kamosar, even though I'm not sure whether he meant Truma's Goyrin or Truma's Alishka. Why by Naziris is he Mekel? I'll tell you why he's Mekel. The reason why he's Mekel is because he is holding like Rav Tarfin, or he's quoting Rav Tarfin, that it's got to be Lehafla, and since it wasn't Hafla, that's the reason why it wasn't a proper Kabbalah's Naziris. Yeah, good question.
It's been bothering me since we got to the Mishnah and the Gemara. We said Lashon Stam Nedarim Lehachmir and Suffolk Naziris Lehakel.
Correct.
Stam and suffix are not the same word. We've been using them interchangeably.
It's true.
And one's a Mishnah here in the Dharma, one's a Mishnah.
So what did you learn? How did you learn this yesterday?
I held the question. I thought maybe the Gemara would.
You could ask it today.
No, I thought maybe the Gemara would address it, but it hasn't. It's been using it interchangeably.
Absolutely.
And it seems like there's no substantive difference.
No substantive whatsoever.
Okay, all right. And the other question I had was.
I mean, what shot in Stam Nidorm Lahachmer? What were the cases that we had yesterday in the Mishnah?
Somebody says something and.
He used ambiguous or vague language.
Yes.
And I'm not sure whether he meant. Like a carbon, right. Or he meant like to crave as a vaydazara,
right.
Or did he mean
the a us or davar another, basically?
Yeah,
exactly. Or sometimes right. Devarim hamutar.
Right.
Okay. So, what would you call that? The person that has the doubt as to what he said. What would you?
The doubt is not on the person who said it. The doubt is on the person who heard it.
Doubt on chachamim. Doubt and whichever. Right. How do you call doubt in Hebrew?
Safik.
Oh, even though it says Stam Nidorm Lahachmer, that's what he means. About Safik Nidorm, the way he expressed himself, he said Stam, he just said Truma, he just said Chayrim, he just said Kibbasim Aliyach. What did he mean? Chaba Safik, I don't know. Okay. Did he mean this? Did he mean that? So that's when the Gemara treats those two terms as interchangeable, synonymous terms.
The other question I had was, we do have an example of a chatas brought al safek when a woman is...
By Yoledis. That's, of course, the exception to the rule. Like 90% of the rules.
Okay, so that's the only exception.
That's the only exception, okay. Right. You can't go and bring a safek chatas otherwise. Reb Yehuda imer stam de truma bi Yehuda. Now the Gemara is asking a simple steer of Yehuda on Reb Yehuda. Let's go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment and Yud Ches Amid Beis. What we're going to try to prove is, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold by Stam or by Safik? Are you Machmir or are you Mekel? So, going five lines before the end of the Mishnah, talking about Truma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Stam Truma Rabbi Yehuda is Asura. If I'm not sure about Stam Truma Yehuda, I'm Machmer. The Gol, I'm Muteris. Why? She'ein Anshi Gol Makinas Trumas Halishka. The Gemara was already Medayik before. What would happen, however, if the Anshi Gol would be Makir Betrumas Halishka? What would you say?
Yes.
It would be us. So I'd be Machmer. Oh, so who's talking now? That's Rabbi Yehuda. I have a Stam, I have a Shaila, I'm not sure. Savik, I'm Machmer. Let's continue on. Stam Charam Yehuda is Mutar. Bigol is Asurin. Why is Stam Charam? That means if you say that this piece of challah, this tissue box, should go and be Chayrim. Chayrim is...
Chayrim Kohanim or Chayrim Gavoah.
Exactly. Chayrim Gavoah means you're giving it for the Beis Hamikdash, or Chayrim Kohanim means you're giving it to your friend, to the Kohen. So the Galil, we said the Chayrim is Asur. She'ein Anshi Galil Makirim is Chayrim Kohanim. There weren't too many Kohanim drain Zach in Galil.
Right.
Every shul only had one Kohen, or perhaps most of the time they said Bimkom Kohen. Most of the Kohanim were around Yerushalayim because they had work there in the Beis Hamikdash. They were busy. Mishmarais, other things that they had to do. Anyway, so bottom line is, in Galil, since they were not Makir, it's Asur. Now what happens if they would be makir b'chayrim kohanim? In other words, these terms would be used interchangeably. Chayrim means both for gvoya and for kohanim. What would they do? We'd say that it's mutter, right? The whole reason why in Galil is asurim, because she'ainan. But if they would be makirim, we'd say that it's mutter. What do you mean? Sechstafik. Stam nedorim l'hachmer. If I have a safik, I gotta be machmer. Why are you saying that if it would be mutter? It should be machmer, it should be asurim. It's the exact same diuk. The first Rabbi Yehuda says, "Begol muteris." Why? She'ain anchi gol makirin. But if they would be makir, it would be osur. The same Rabbi Yehuda continues saying, "By stam charam in gol, it's osur." Why? Because they're not makir. But if they would be makir, it would be muter. So Rabbi Yehuda, make up your mind: stam the dorim lahachmer or stam the dorim lahakir. That's the Gemara's kasha. Zog the Gemara back on your testament base. Ha makir in the case of stam truma in gol. If they were makir, you'd say it's osur. Al mesfek lechumra. Which is the halach of the Mishnah. See, Sofik l'chum. Stam nedorim l'hachmer. Sofik l'chum. Yeah, good. Continuing on. Eim ha-seifa. Stam charom and b'yuda mutar. Begol l'asur. B'shein anche gol makirin. Esan charmi gaman. Ho makirin. Ubi mutar. Al mesveika l'kulo. Is the chastira. Om rabaya. Seifer blood rib tzadiki. That second Reb Yehuda is really not Reb Yehuda. It's Reb blood rib tzadik. And therefore you have to amend the Mishnah. The same Reb Yehuda, Omer Stam Truma Yehuda, is Asura. That's a quote of Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah. Stam Truma Yehuda is Asura. Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik, Omer Stam Charom and Begol is Asura. Ah, Stam Charom Begol is Asura. Now, why Stam Charom Begol is Asura? Because they are not Makir Becherme Kahanim. But if they would be Makir Becherme Kahanim, it would be Mutter. Oh, so therefore, the second Mandi Yomer at the end of the Mishnah, although I didn't see Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik's name mentioned, it sounds all like Reb Yehuda Omer. So say, Gemara, no, this is Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik. That when you say Stam Charom Begol is Asura, She'ein Anshi Gol Makirin, but if they be Makir, I am Matir. That's Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik, who holds Stam Nidorim would in fact be Lekula. And now that we've given this teretz, Baruch Hashem, we've answered our first kasha that we started off with. We said in our Mishnah says Stam Nidorim Lahachmir. But the Mishnah Masechtas Tahara says Safik Naziris Lahakel. Oh yeah, Mestira. And the answer is, our Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, that's Machmir. And that Mishnah Masechtas Tahara says Lahakel. You go Kodr Blazer Reb Tzadai. Who says this? I didn't say this. It's the Ran. Look at the bottom. Ran Omer Abayi Sefer Blaz Reb Tzadiki. The Masis is Trei Tanoihi. Reish is Reb Yehuda's Vilei Svegluva Chomra. Uli Dayen Echanam Istam Charam Yehuda Istak and Nami Asurim. They say that Reb Blaz Reb Tzadik Yam Istam Charam Bikol is Asurim. Uti Shei Makir is Chamik An. Ho Makir is Mutarim. This Veikul Akula. Oh, so in fact, there's a Machlekes. Now, if we continue on further down, Ulafize, going down about six lines into the narrow lines. At the end of the line, it says Ulafi. Starting the next line, Ulafiza, ki madrin li el aman desvele. We were looking for the man yom that says, loy ma'ayl inish nafshu l'sveika, and that's why Naziris is lahakil. Have what's the name of Brother Ratzadiki? Oh, Brother Ratzadik, that's such a simple answer. Perfect. Eller, b'yuda adavle, dikomar, hochi me Naziris kufe. Since that Mishnah Masechtas Taharos talks about Naziris, having Naziris lahakil, it's better on if we can go and find someone that talks about Naziris. Oh, Reb Yehuda talks about Naziris in the case of a Nazir. But Einech Hanami, we could have answered, Reb Lozer Bereb Tzadoi. Beisai, have a wonderful day. Mitchum, tomorrow we start a brand new Mishnah. Thank you all for joining. Soltis.